Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Anna Wintour reveals the most influential couple in fashion.
And Kid Capri calls out Martin Lawrence over an unpaid voice sample.
And Mari Povich shocks fans with steamy love life confession. We've got a lot to dish about, so
let's get this started.
Well, Keke Palmer is strategic when it comes down to ending her relationships. So she recently shared on her Baby This Is Keke Palmer podcast that she often tries to get her partners to break up with her first. And here's why.
I try to get the other person to break up with me.
No.
Because it's hard for me to say goodbye.
You really?
We'll get into a conflict and we're somehow back together again.
How you do that, girl?
Because they don't want to leave me, and
girl,
I want to go.
They don't
want to
leave this.
See, and people always try to say guys are the toxic ones.
Thank you. Women are better communicators. Are they?
No.
Are they?
No,
Some female toxic defenders, too.
Yes, we are.
It always seems like it is easier for your partner to break up with you than sometimes it is to break the bad news. Because sometimes you got to time things out. Like, oh, I'm going to break up with this person. Oh, but our uncle just died.
Right.
Now you got to thug through another season and, like, wait for the right time to, like, dip out.
Yeah,
you know?
Sometimes
you don't
want to
double whammy. I'm capable of doing it. I'm capable of picking up the phone and being like, hey, babe, this ain't working out.
Oh.
Just you have to do it. As soon as you know it, I think you're supposed to do it. You don't want to lead somebody on.
No, I'd rather break up with the person. Not them break up with me, honey. I want to do it so I can feel good.
Wait, is this like how you cheat on them before they cheat on you so that when they cheat on you, you've already cheated on
them?
You're
damn right.
So how do you break up with somebody? Like, what's your style?
I just showed pictures.
What? You walked up like just showing a phone or like...
No, you show the pictures. You just leave the pictures out of somebody else.
You naked. Somebody else? Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not you? Oh. I thought that was your piece. Oh, but anyway, well, moving on, honey. Anna Wintour, honey, has named the most influential fashion duo, and it's no surprise she crowned ASAP Rocky and Rihanna.
Of course.
Now, in a recent interview, honey, Ms. Anna described the couple as very talented and brilliant and said, quote, I think they have wonderful values and an enormous amount of style. Do y'all agree?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't think anybody could look at, like, Rihanna's fashion empire and not think she has good taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's handsome, too. They compliment each other very well.
Yeah. I mean, I like the way he dressed so metrosexual, as they used to call it. He dresses very masculine, then has a taste of femininity in there and still be a man.
He's not afraid to push the envelope.
No, he's not. Not at all, honey.
And I think that's cool because Rihanna's a fashion icon and she wears whatever she wants to wear too, so they really do compliment each other.
Yeah, her and Chris Brown did well together when they were together too, but I think,
Gary.
No, they, yeah.
Well, it looks like Hilaria Baldwin has shared the struggles she dealt with when she moved in with her hubby, Alec Baldwin, and their 26-year age difference evidently had a lot to do with it. During a recent episode of their show, The Baldwins, Hillary revealed that at first she felt like a guest rather than a joint owner of their home. She said, oh boy, let me get my, Brad, what's a good Spanish accent?
You got it, I don't know.
I don't know.
Do it like Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill? Wait,
hold on. Stoned is the way of the walk.
Wait, hold on. Insane in the membrane. I used to do things very much the way Alec wanted them. I live with tremendous anxiety and tremendous stress.
Oh. He switched to Speedy Gonzales.
Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
I almost felt like I was a kid in an adult home.
That's sad. talking like that woman.
What? Alec, why? Why though, pedo, why, Alec?
That was so funny. I don't even know what the story's about.
Oh, man.
I can see how she felt, though. With Alec Baldwin being a star that he is, and she's just a person from wherever she's from, honey, Spain. She should feel less damn.
Yeah, well, she moves into his gigantic celebrity home. She's probably never lived anywhere like that before. Of course, she might not feel like this is her home.
Wasn't they just on something talking, and she looked at him like she didn't like him that
much. On the red carpet. Yeah. When he was talking about the reality show.
She said something kind of mean, too. He kind of just hushed up and didn't say anything back.
He just kind of ate that one. But maybe that's what he needs, is somebody who puts him in his place, too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Most men do.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, it looks like Sunday Fun Day is lit in Maury Povich's house. Ooh. So on a premiere episode of his podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, Maury was joined by his wife of 40 years, Connie Chung, and they spill some intimate details of their sex life. Check it out.
I feel sexiest when?
I feel sexiest on Sundays.
Never on Sunday.
Not in our house.
Oh.
It's always been. Everybody says, can we play golf on Sunday? Nope, Sunday's with Connie.
I definitely get the vibes that they have a sex dungeon.
Yeah. I think they both had nice, good careers for a very long time, and now they have a little time on their hands, and I would imagine Sundays, Povich and Chung.
Getting some Chunkovich.
Yeah.
But that's sad, honey. Sunday is the Lord's day, and they talking about stuff like that. You're supposed to keep it holy.
Both the Lord and Santa Claus have seen you do that sex act, so.
Because she said, honey, her lips are sealed. That means nothing going in her mouth. Oh, she's not doing nothing.
Probably gimp mask. Sex dungeon.
Yeah. Do you think she's ever like, say it? And he's like, no. So he's like, say it. And then he's like, you are not the father. Do you think he ever, like, ever think that he breaks that out?
Probably gets her going.
Yeah.
Probably not. That's not sexy.
Say I'm the father.
That's not sexy.
Well, Kid Capri said, just give me my money. Now, during a recent interview, the legendary DJ shared that his voice was sampled from Def Comedy Jam without his permission and used on a popular TV show. Check it out.
They took my voice from Def Comedy Jam, sampled it, put it on the Martin Show.
Yeah.
Never got no permission from me. Never asked for my rights, nothing.
Ooh,
that's wild. Well, now he also shared that he never pursued legal action, but now he's reconsidering after Martin and Tisha denied the voice was his and tried to credit somebody else's. And they probably did some weird workaround where maybe they paid HBO directly because they had to get the clip from HBO Def Comedy Jam.
But how could he prove that's him? When somebody else's voice may sound similar, sped up.
Probably got to take like an actual clip and then show in real time. Because the kid produces, so he know the little sauce that you could put on things and make it sound like that. Right. But, you know, if he wanted to fight it, he might be able to. But it's the fine print in the contract, bro.
Yeah. Ooh. Sorry about this one. Okay, moving on. It's time for a
Digibet.
Well, it looks like The View co-hosts are weighing in on whether there should be a cutoff age for parents being naked around their kids. So, during a Hot Topics discussion, co-host Sarah Haynes shared her comfort with her kids seeing her naked while they talk to her. Check this out.
I don't run around nude. I'm in my bathroom and I'm doing my lotions and things. But one thing we are deliberate about, Max is less comfortable with this, but is bodies. I don't want my kids to feel that they need to cover up, especially as young kids. Like, I breastfed. My kids didn't sexualize me. Society did.
Right.
Like, they used to eat from my breast.
I have never, let me just say, me, have never seen my parents naked. And I have no intention of seeing them naked. And they have never seen me naked because my body has changed over the years. So, no.
I just don't think it's a big deal like that. Maybe, you know, I've seen my parents naked, but it wasn't like we was having a conversation. It was like, hey, girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was nothing like that. But if they were in the shower and I had to run in the bathroom or go out or something, it wasn't a big deal. Like,
I do think that at some point, as a kid gets older, I think they sort of naturally pull back a little. I think society does that to
us. They don't want to hug and kiss anymore. But they say, what about your kids, hey, Craig?
If they see me naked, I'm like a streaker. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm running fast. Like, oh, there ain't no towels hanging in the thing. Oh, but I got to run past the laundry room, so I'm moving real fast. Right, you know what I mean? Right, but, like, yeah. I don't be trying to just be out there, like, Nat
right,
Geo.
Just right, walking yeah. around naked. Not, right, right. No one's just walking around naked, yeah. I don't think.
Well, up next, Chaperone Honey doesn't know any happy parents. Oh, I don't either. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
Well, honey, if you're expecting single Chaperone Honey to have kids anytime soon, that will not be happening. Wait until, honey, you hear what she thinks about all of her friends who have young kids. Ooh, I can't wait.
All of my friends who have kids are in hell. I literally have not met anyone who's happy, anyone who has, like, light in their eyes, anyone who has who has slept.
Light in their eyes as well.
Well, honey, of course Chaper Honey got a lot of hate, baby, online for saying this, but Brad, head crack. Is this true? Are you guys in hell?
Absolutely not.
It's my reason for living.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, and her friend, I feel sorry for her friends.
Yeah.
That she must have raised, her friends must be raising some rotten children. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I agree with her, honey. When these damn kids get old, they start talking back to y'all, honey, start doing stuff, honey, start not want to come home and run away. I think y'all in
not
hell.
Not if you raise them right.
All them kids that ran away was raised right. They just wanted to do what they wanted to do.
You can't really say that.
Well, not I'm glad I don't have none.
Not all of them. That's why your ass lonely now.
That's all right, honey.
You don't even got a dog or a fish or nothing to
keep
you company.
Not even a fish?
I have a gerbil.
No, you don't.
My last time I've seen it.
He got a room full of chairs.
You got bags, chairs, jackets.
All right, y'all, moving on and close. In a recent chat with Andy Cohen, Bill Murray spoke extremely highly about Bruce Willis, and he even revealed the very humbling gig Bruce had before fame.
Bruce Willis was a page at NBC.
Wow.
When I was on Saturday Night Live.
No way.
His job was to come and go to the dressing rooms and refill the M&Ms and pretzels kind of thing in the actors' rooms. And I remember when I met him after he was already a successful guy, he said, "You and Gilda were nice to me."
Wow. Oh, Bill also revealed that decades after Bruce worked as a page, he and Bruce were co-stars in the film Moonrise Kingdom. So was this a beautiful full circle moment or what?
Oh, that is beautiful.
Wow.
Touching. You can hear it in his voice how much he loved him and care about
Absolutely,
him.
Absolutely, I agree.
Well, it's so impressive. You got to think, like, Bill Murray on Saturday Night Live, his career was about to skyrocket after that. Mm-hmm. And then the guy whose job it was just, like, to take care of your snacks, suddenly all these years later, he's come up and he's a big star. That's that's got to be a, I don't know, super cool feeling.
Yeah, I can't wait until one day I could sit back and say it about y'all. How, when I worked with y'all and, you know, y'all were...
On our way?
And... You all treated me so bad. And
well, look, Gary, but look, do you and Ricky have that sort of interesting? Because you like you were his assistant, and now you're on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We definitely have that relationship, honey.
Yeah.
8 long years, honey.
Yeah.
From.
But it's not like the two of them, because Ricky's his boss.
Yeah. Well, he could have been his boss in one of those movies.
But they're both super.
Yeah, we are too. He was your boss too.
Who was?
Ricky.
Yeah, he was, but I was famous before I met Ricky.
Oh! But Ricky hadn't said nothing about
it. I was rich before I met Ricky.
Oh, bitch, you better tell it. Nah.
Okay. And I had a rich wife before. No, I was just
Make no error, bitch. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yes, yes.
You think Ricky's ever like, I'm so proud of Gary and how far he's come?
Yeah.
He does do that.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of Bruce Willis, find out the shocking thing his daughter Rumor Willis revealed about herself and her two sisters. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, if you thought you and your family were close, wait until you hear this. Wait, what are you like?
The way Gary just screamed. He said, ah! I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, here we go. If you thought you and your family were close, wait until you hear this. Rumor Willis, the daughter of Demi Moore and Bruce Willis, recently had a baby girl named Lou. Well, she recently spoke about how she hopes baby Lou will have the same attachment to her that she does to her mom, Demi Moore.
36-year-old Rumor said, honestly, I hope Lil will, like, still sleep in bed with me when she's my age. I still sleep in bed with my mom, and I don't think it's weird. And Rumor didn't leave it there. She revealed this about herself and her two sisters, who are also in their 30s. We all still take baths together, my sisters and I, and that's just kind of the house that I grew up in.
Oh,
it's a little weird. Here's my thing. It's like, I don't think it's necessarily they're in bed cuddling, but it's like, if you're on a trip or a vacation somewhere and mom's in the bed and you're on the other side of the bed, that doesn't strike me as the weirdest thing.
No, but they all got the same thing. So you could just, I mean, it saves water.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, honey, we had to share bath water, and we took baths together.
Yeah, bath is a little bit different because the water is sitting there, and everything from your body goes into the water, and it just sits. I think they should take separate baths.
But y'all take baths with y'all mates.
That's different.
That's different.
That's different. You're exchanging secretions with your mate all the time.
Yeah. Three girls, one tub sounds a little suspect.
Tanner, who you share the tub with?
Nobody.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Gary.
I mean, your dirty ass and different things, your dead skin.
Baths aren't really that clean, though. That's like, the whole thing about baths.
If it's just yours, and when you get up and you rinse off and you do all that, but just not with, that's too many.
Fun?
No. Sleeping in the bed is cool, though.
I think we're just too clean of people.
No, Gary.
Says the man
who uses the same towel for his face and his ass.
Well, yeah.
Says the man who does not change his sheets, not even every week.
It's time for...
Didn't see this coming!
Well, one baby is going viral for giving a whole new meaning to the term soul food.
Uh-oh.
Now, apparently, when a mom looked away for just a few minutes, her toddler decided to go into his papa's urn and taste test his ashes.
Uh-oh.
The child's mother was in for the shock of her life to look up and see her dad's ashes everywhere, including her kid's mouth.
No!
See, that's why the woman didn't like babies. What's her name? Silver Roan?
Chapel Roan?
Chapel Roan.
Yeah. The kid was just looking for candy or cookies or some sort of little snack. A kid doesn't know that they're eating dad powder.
Is it on the counter by the cookie jar?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, this is not good. Ugh.
Yeah, well, kids used to eat cigarette ashes, so it's not a big difference.
What?
Who are these kids?
Are you talking about fake cigarettes, the candy cigarettes?
No, real cigarettes. When kids, I mean, you know, when ashes in the ashtray, when they had ashtrays, people used to eat, the kids used to eat that. Well, I knew kids that did it.
Why?
I knew kids, it was because it was just, they didn't know.
Was that a delicacy in Port Arthur?
Well, no, it was something like, but kids ate cigarette ash. They didn't just eat, but they just, you know, ate it.
Yeah, that's gross. Up next, find out which Seventh Heaven star was forced to kiss their TV sibling and why.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, so on Catching Up with the Camdens, a podcast about the TV show Seventh Heaven, Jessica Biel reunited with hosts David Gallagher, Beverly Mitchell, and Mackenzie Rosman and reflected on their time working together. Jessica remembered a moment of an awkward almost kiss with on-screen brother Barry Watson during the Seventh Heaven pilot that got scrapped. She said, I do think we shot it. I think at the time everyone was thinking, this isn't really going to work. Everybody seemed to think this was not the best move for these siblings on this show. HBO had some scandalous storylines about siblings on Game of Thrones and more recently on The White Lotus, but this was on the WB in 1996.
Wow.
Do you think the show would have lasted 11 seasons if these two were making out in the pilot?
I don't know, because people are weird.
People are weird.
And I bet you the brother, like, talked to the writer, like, yo, bro, listen.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got an idea. You know what I'm saying? Try to push it through.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot.
Have you ever shot something that y'all glad it didn't air? Like,
no.
No.
I've been mostly proud of all the stuff that I've filmed.
I'd be real intentional what I say yes to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Gary?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Because you did Ricky Smiley for real. You did the Ricky Smiley show before that.
Oh, girl, but that was all cute for my little check, honey. It's all the air because I get a check. That's just like this show here. Stuff didn't air. I didn't get paid. Mm-hmm. Air it all.
Air out.
Well, honey, that's all the time we have for today. No awkward scenes here. Well, maybe. Bye.
Hey, bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.